All right. This is Commissioner Susan Wefall. The commission is holding an informal hearing today. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. The case before us is Quest Corporation, Bismarck Rate Center Numbering Resources, case number PU08434. The commission is holding this meeting in the 12th floor of the State Capitol building in our commission hearing room. With me today is Commissioner Kevin Kramer, and portfolio holder Commissioner Clark is participating by telephone. Do my fellow commissioners have any opening comments they would like to make?
Welcome.
Commissioner. Good afternoon and welcome.
All right. And then we'll now introduce, in case there's anyone listening by internet to the hearing, who is participating in the meeting. First, we'll go to staff members with the commission, Patrick Fahn, one of our analysts and engineer, who is also an analyst for the commission. And then we also have with us several people who are here from Basin Electric Cooperative. First, we'll have the people who will be perhaps answering some questions today in behalf of Basin. And if you'll identify yourselves, please.
My name is Michael Zimmerman. I'm the voice and data communications supervisor for Basin Electric.
All right.
I'm the one who requested this prefix and the ID range of numbers.
All right. Tony, could you hear that?
It was pretty quiet. If folks could really speak into their mics, that would be helpful.
Pull it over to you. In fact, we've got two mics. Just pull one in front of each one of you, please, and turn it on. That'll also help.
It's on.
All right.
Go
ahead.
My name is Michael Zimmerman. I'm the voice and data communication supervisor for Basin Electric. I'm also the requester of the new prefix and the DID numbers associated with it.
All right, next.
And I'm Mark Kinsler. I'm the manager of network services and telecommunications, also at Basin Electric.
All right, thank you. And then there's several members of Basin Electric sitting in just listening, unless they're called upon to answer questions. And would you please yell out your names, please? You don't have to yell out their title. And, this is another, okay, then we'll go to Quest representatives, and we have with us Kent Blickensdorfer from Quest, and he will introduce the other people who are participating in today's hearing from Quest.
Yes, with me is Rob Molskness, who is an account exec with Quest. I believe he handles the Basin account. Also on the phone is Mr. Jacob Barlow, who is a Quest numbering subject matter expert from Denver. Is there maybe more you want to add to that, Jacob? Numbering compliance manager. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Now, the status of this case is that our Public Service Commission staff member, Pat Fahn, who's working on this case, prepared a staff memorandum dated July 30th, 2008. I believe that all parties have had a chance to review that memorandum. There were a series of questions that were listed at the end of that memorandum, and I believe that's the purpose of the informal hearing today, is to address those questions and for the commission then to be able to consider what it should do in this particular case. So I would recommend that, since the applications came from Quest, that we go first to Quest and have them present the need for the case and also try to answer the questions that have been presented by staff.
Okay, this is Kent Blickensdorfer again. I'm just going to introduce or have Jacob go through the list of, it looks like, five questions from Patrick Fahn in his memo, and then address those, and then, you know, stop and take questions from commissioners, and then we'll go to our customer Basin for further testimony, if that works for everybody.
That works for everybody.
All right, Jacob, go ahead then and start with, do you have those in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Why don't you just start with the first question of how many blocks of 1,000 numbers does Quest currently have? And I'm just going to mute my mic, and you go ahead.
Okay. I interpreted that question as to how many blocks Quest has available for assignment. And in the Bismarck Rate Center, we do not have any clean thousands blocks, meaning that there's a 1,000 numbers out of that range that can be assigned. Do not have any in our inventory in the Bismarck Rate Center. Second question, can Quest use a block of numbers it already has in its resources? And that answer is no, since we do not have any that are available that we can assign.
But the first one was, how many blocks of 1,000 numbers does Quest currently have? That you answered it, you don't have any clean blocks, but you didn't tell us how many blocks of 1,000 numbers you currently have.
Okay. our total number of resources for the Bismarck Rate Center, we have 135,000 numbers, which would equate to 135 blocks. Out of those, at the aggregate level, we only have about 26,000 numbers available for assignment, but none of those are in a block of 1,000 that meets the needs of this particular customer.
Okay, go to the third question. Oh, Pat, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to just clarify your answer a little bit.
Okay.
You said you have 26,000 numbers available for assignment, but no blocks of 1,000 that met the customer's need?
Correct.
Do you have any blocks of 1,000 otherwise?
We don't have any thousands blocks that where there's 1,000 consecutive numbers that can be used.
Right. Okay.
Thanks. But you could, for example, have 500 numbers in one block and 500 numbers in another block.
Potentially. I haven't done that analysis to determine if that would be the case. But it could potentially be from different prefixes and different thousands blocks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
Question 2A was, if not, referring to question 2, will Quest be taking a block of 1,000 numbers from the number pool? And that is, the answer is yes. If we received approval for a waiver, we would only request one block from the pooling administrator for the Bismarck Rate Center. 2B, if not, will Quest be opening an NXX code? No, I don't think that will be necessary in this case.
What is an NXX code again?
That is a prefix, like 701555, for example. It would be 0000 through 9999. So it's 10,000 numbers, and it's broken and allocated in blocks of 1,000. So the zero block would be 0000 through 0999.
All right, and so when it says, when will Quest be opening an NXX code, does that mean would you be starting a new a block of numbers with a new code?
Correct. A new NXX code would mean a code that is currently not assigned to any provider and has no working numbers out of it at all.
And in this case, you would not be doing that?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
And 2C continues on that, if an NXX code is open, will Quest return the remaining 9 blocks of 1,000 to the pool? And that would be, if a new code were required, Quest would return the 9 blocks back to the pool. But that shouldn't be necessary in this case. And I think that's the last question.
All right. Let's see if there's any follow-up questions from staff.
Not from staff.
All right. Let's see if there's any follow-up questions from commissioners. I have none at this time. Commissioner Kramer?
Well, maybe somebody could just reiterate. Somebody from Basin could reiterate just the basic need for the 1,000 concurrent numbers as opposed to, say, 2 blocks of 500 or 4 blocks of 250.
And why that could not work.
Yes. This is Michael Zimmerman once again. Basin Electric today has 4 distinct prefixes associated with the DID numbering scheme for Basin Electric. We have 224, 255, 355, and 221. Under those, we have 100 numbers under the 224, 5300 through 5399 prefix.
100 numbers under that one.
Yeah. You want to? We have a little.
Yep, that would be great. Pass us out the booklet.
Oh, sure.
Something that would be easier to follow through.
Thank you.
Commissioner Clark, I'm sorry you don't have this information in front of you, but we'll set aside a copy for you.
Okay, thanks.
In this presentation, we did show the main sites, the main Basin Electric facilities, and where our DID numbering pool that we use extends to. So there are a number of major sites associated with Basin Electric that uses our DID numbers. We also demonstrate we have transmission system maintenance offices. We have local offices within Bismarck, of course, the Basin Electric hangar, a warehouse, work-from-home staff,
remote offices in Williston and Dickinson. We also provide interface to 19 of our member cooperatives in five different states and through a private network, or leased. We provide DID extension numbers in most cases to all these facilities as well. When the Basin Electric, the numbering plan to date consists of the following. There we already discussed. We have the four different prefixes. They're labeled here in this handout.
Is it that you don't like having four different prefixes, or you want to add to the four prefixes you already have?
We had asked, the prefixes that we have today work to date. If we need to increase the number of DID numbers, which we will explain why we want to do that, there was chances are that it would be under different prefix. We did ask numerous occasions what available numbers or DID numbers were available in the Bismarck area for us to draw from existing prefixes that we have. And we checked in February and again in April. In April, the available DID blocks that we have available to us started with prefixes 221, 222, 222, and 223. And they consisted of numbers that start with the digit 9. As we can demonstrate, we use 9 at this time for local and long-distance access from our facility and from all the facilities that are listed on the top of this presentation. And so the numbering scheme that was available to us, as we were told in April, would not work in our DID ranges that we have. On the numbers that we have, again, the 255, 5100 through 5199, we use 100 DID extension numbers there. On the 355, 5400 through 5999, we use 600 numbers. 221, 4400 through 4459, we use 60 numbers for a total of 860 DID numbers. Presently, we have 30 DID numbers that are available for us to use. We have the rest are used in the facilities that are mentioned in the handout. We have some first-digit restrictions, and that's if you follow through on this. For any DID number range that would start with 0, we use that, of course, for switchboard or console access from all of our facilities. Digits 1, 2, and 3, if there's a number range that starts with those, we use those for non-DID-related functions such as conference rooms, miscellaneous phones, and so forth. These are non-DID numbers. We use the digit 4. We use 60 of those presently, as mentioned up above. That digit, we have asked if there were any available numbers under the 221 prefix that started with a 4 that we can continue on with the numbering scheme that we have. From in all of our investigations or requests, there were no 4s available as the first digit. We looked at digit 5, and as demonstrated, there's only two blocks of the 5,000 numbers that we don't use, which is block of 5,000 and 5,200. And in asking for any prefix or any numbers available within a given prefix, again, there were none available. They all started with 9. The digit 6, Dakota Gasification Company, has 6,900 through 6,999, and we've actually borrowed some from their numbering pool so we could use another facility on a temporary basis. But the whole 6,000 block is available for Dakota Gasification Company, and since we do four-digit dialing between all our facilities, any number that starts with a 6, we route to that facility. So it's far hard for us to use that in the Bismarck area.
The digits, we go back to digit 5.
Yes.
All right, I had a question about digit 5. The only 5,000 blocks we do not use is 5,000 and 5,200.
Yes.
You said you're only using, and the 255 numbers, does it matter what the prefix is?
Well, there.
Because I'm looking under 255, and you're using 51. Only 100 numbers.
Actually, we're using 5,100 through 5,999. Oh, I'm sorry, no, 5,199.
Under that's the only 100 numbers, and right. So that's why I'm wondering why it says the only 5,000 block we do not use is 5,000 and 5,200, because you're only using 100 numbers.
Right, but we also use 5,400 through 5,999 under a different prefix, a 355.
And so you have to use, it doesn't matter what the prefix is, it really matters what the last four numbers are.
I apologize, yes.
We do four-digit
dialing between all of our facilities. And so I apologize, yes. That is why, if there are any prefixes available that had numbers under the 5,000 range, we could use 5,000.
And you could also use 5,200 through 5,000. 399, isn't that right? Because it starts with 5,400, then the next group.
Well, we have 5,100 under the 255, we have 5,100 through 5,199, and under the 224 prefix, we have 5,300 through 5,399. And that's what ties
I
up.
I see. Okay.
So out of the 860 DID numbers that we currently use, again, we have 30 available for our use. And so in asking for, I'll just go on to digit number 7, we use through other carriers like West River Telephone and other locations, DID number pools existing in their territories as well. And again, with the digit 7, we transfer calls up to the Leland Olds power plant, for example, and other areas up in that area. If there are any prefixes in the Bismarck area available to us that we could use this digit 7 as well on a go-forward basis, we would look at that. In fact, we kind of requested that. But there, again, at this time, are no DID numbers available that start with a 7 in the Bismarck area that we are aware of. Same with the digit 8. And we use those on our new construction facility, or that's under construction in Gillette, Wyoming, our new plant site. So we're routing the digit 8 in a lot of cases down to Gillette. If there were some that did not conflict with the existing 4 digits we're using today, we could use those and not have to request a block of 1,000. And there again, the digit 9 is used for local and long distance out of all our facilities. And there again, an email that we have shows the existing numbers in the Bismarck area under different prefixes shown all start with a digit 9 as far as the first digit in that group of 4. Base Electric today uses the 4-digit dialing scheme. We would prefer to use that on a go-forward basis. If we have to change to a 5 or 7 digits dialing scheme in our area or with our site, this would impact all the other sites that we have. Since our communication systems are common and tied together, all of our traffic are routed on that 4-digit basis. So our request was, if we could, to get a block of 1,000 numbers, and we had requested the 5,000 through 5,999 under whatever prefix, and because we accept only 4 digits from Quest when a call is made to that DID number, and our internal numbering scheme then would be less negatively impacted because our last 4 digits would stay the same. We would just have a new prefix for people to dial. And in all honesty, yeah, we do not want to have more prefixes if we can possibly have that. We have 4 today just in the Bismarck area. We also have many prefixes in some of these other states that we're working with to try and work our numbering scheme into.
So would you have any extra numbers then if you were able to receive the block of 1,000 numbers? Would you have 140 then still that you're not using?
Well, we would do. Our plan is if we can get this continuous block of 5,000 to 599 under one prefix, the numbers that we have under 224, 255, 355, we would return back those numbers under those prefixes. We would just replace what we have under these different prefixes and combine them under one prefix.
And then what does Quest do then when they're returned a block of 860 numbers? What would be the process that Quest would use when a customer returns 860 numbers to it?
This is Jacob with Quest, and what we would do is we would age those numbers, which is kind of set them aside and don't do anything with them for 1 year. That allows for, you know, directories to be updated and things like that. And then after that, we would just return those numbers to our inventory for the rate center and use them going forward as needed.
And how many numbers, Pat had something in here about how many numbers you presently have in your 6-month inventory.
Sorry, was that for me?
Yes. It says on our sheet, is this still correct? The Bismarck Rate Center has 75,756 assigned numbers and 26,877 available numbers. would not exhaust in 161 months. So then you would have 860 more approximately than 26,877?
Yes, that's correct. The months to exhaust figure, if that were to be below six or below, then Quest would qualify for additional numbers and a waiver wouldn't be necessary.
How many customers do you have in your system that might be asking for making a similar request to this to update their system?
I don't have that type of information.
I might be able to answer that.
Thank you.
This is Rob Malsness. I'm an account manager here at Quest, and I work with the business customers. I actually have about two or three others that may be requesting these types of situations in the future. They haven't made any decisions at this point, but I actually have a couple of the hospitals and another enterprise here in town.
So what is it possible, if you could just stay at the microphone for a moment, is it possible that by one customer returning blocks of numbers like this, that those could possibly be of assistance to another large customer without having to request another block of 1,000 numbers from the pool?
That's possible, but as Jacob in Denver stated, those numbers would age for a year.
Yes.
And so they wouldn't be available. But a year from now, that would definitely be a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Along those same lines, then, I understand the value of the aging process, and quite honestly, you know, a year isn't even all that long in my mind. However, for some specialized institutional use, is it possible to bring those numbers into an institutional block, if you will, sooner than a year if it became available?
That would be a question for Jacob.
Does that make sense?
Jacob, can you answer that question?
You're asking if we could maybe take them off of the aging status early?
You know, if for some specialized institutional use, for example.
If there was a unique situation, special circumstances, possibly. The FCC rules with regard to aging numbers, they set a maximum limit, which is 1 year for business and 90 days for residential. They don't specify a minimum, but they do just request that we be consistent with our policy.
Because that one block of 600 numbers could be valuable to someone. To a customer.
I work with this is Rob Malsons again. I work with the business customers every day, and we get requests for DID blocks, and typically customers ask us for blocks of 20 or 40 or 60. Most businesses that utilize direct inward dial, the digits 0, the digits 1, the digits 8, and the digits 9 are unusable because of dialing conflicts. And so we're able in some cases to get by with, you know, finding a block of numbers here and there. That 20 or 40 that will work. I can tell you that I recently tried to find a block of 100 in Mandan, and we're almost out of numbers in Mandan with the 663 and 667 prefixes. And so.
And maybe that would, maybe then Newstar would approve that request.
They possibly would, yeah.
Because I think it's just, is the Bismarck Rate Center also cover the Mandan?
Actually, numbers are portable between Bismarck and Mandan. In this particular case, the business made a decision to utilize Bismarck numbers that they already had had in their inventory.
I see.
They weren't thrilled because they thought, well, the Mandan folks still like a 663 or a 667 number. Mm-hmm. But I tried to get a block of, I think it was 40 or 60 over there, and we could get them, but they weren't sequential. They were all, you know, individual onesies, twosies here and there.
So what you're saying is you anticipate that within whatever time these sit there, that these numbers could become valuable to some other customer, and these blocks of numbers that are being turned back.
Correct.
Commissioner Clark, do you have further questions?
No, I don't have any questions. It sounds like a pretty straightforward deal, and especially given the fact that so many numbers are going to be returned to the pool, it kind of seems to net out, really.
All right, and Pat, do you have any additional questions or comments that you wish to make to the commission?
Just to clarify again, of the numbers that you have, which ones are you planning to return?
This is Mike Zimmerman again. Once we get the new block of 5,000 through 5,999, it would be our intentions to over time, we need a little bit of time because there's fax numbers, business cards, phone directories that need to be addressed. But we'll work on returning the 224-5300 through 5399, the 255-5100 through 5199, and the 355-5400 through 5999, because those numbers are associated with a different prefix we'll no longer need then. So of those, basically 800 numbers would be returned back under those prefixes.
And you would keep 60 numbers?
Well, at this...
And why?
This, we're hoping to come up with something to work on that 221-4400 scheme, depending on what the outcome is from a prefix standpoint. By turning these numbers back, that still gives a total of spare numbers of only... That will give us 230 spare numbers if we get this new block. We've got a request from, since we've started this procedure, from Capital Electric, a member co-op of ours. They would like to see if we could request 100 numbers, DID numbers, route them through our facility and our switches to their building. They would like to use DID numbers in their new structure or new headquarters building. If we allow something like that, then we're down to 130 spare numbers. And from all the projects that we see going on with Basin Electric and future things we'll be needing to extend communications to, we'd be looking at maybe increasing the number that we have.
Not we'd under have 130 block. Plus 60, wouldn't you?
We would.
And also, you wouldn't have to meet that request of Capital Electric, right? They could go out and get a block of 100 of the ones you turn back.
They could if they wanted to wait that aging period.
But as we just heard, there's no minimum time period for aging. There's just a max.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that is not our call as far as the aging process going. But there is that request. Granted, it would take up some of the capacity that we look at as spare today after this conversion.
Quite honestly, 230 isn't any great cushion in today's environment.
No, that's why we were wondering after this was done, too, if there was some way that we could under... a new prefix or whatever was involved with this, if we could look at a block associated with 4400 through 4999 or something, that would give us, and then we could incorporate this 4400 group under the 221 prefix, and we could give those 60 numbers back as well, and then we could grow into that new block of 4400 numbers. But
you want 2,000 numbers?
No, that would give us a total only then of 600 numbers. As a spare.
I actually, you know, you've been in business for a long time and you're up to 800. To me, a cushion of 600 is a pretty big cushion to have. I think you should, in my mind, I'm very comfortable with your request for 100 as long as you return 800. Mm-hmm. But I think that, to me, I don't know. I just think that's hogging numbers.
Yeah, no, I understand. We intended to. We researched this, too. As far as hogging, what we are doing for, again, our power plant that's under construction in Gillette, we have 300, 400 numbers down there being used for the construction phase of that site. And from my understanding, with some of the projects that Basin's going to have going on, there's going to be more construction in different regions. And so the numbers that we would need to supply those are also a question as far as we go forward. We did not want to come back in a year or 2 years and go through this again.
But will the eventual numbers in Gillette be Wyoming numbers?
At this point, we feed with four digits, and so we do have a lot of dial-up between us that are fed from our particular switch up here. And can have local Gillette numbers for the site, but a lot of the communication we have between their TSM and other shops and so forth down there, we provide numbers or dial plans that allow for these numbers to exist in those locations from our centralized switch.
But those 350 are presently in this in these group that you already have right now.
Yes, they are.
Right. So.
No, I understand. I mean, at this point, what we're here today for is the block of 1,000 from the 5,000. As far as future considerations, we've not come up with any significant plans for that.
I'm glad you're thinking about it. It's best to be prepared.
Yeah.
Because you could always ask for a block of 500 or something, or yes, a block of 100 in the meantime that may be available from
another
group
prefix may open
without
up at
having
that time
to worry about the other block of 1,000.
That's why the request that you saw in front of you for the block of 1,000 numbers from 5,000 to 5,999 is our request.
Because we do have to be concerned about number, running out of numbers.
Yes. We have been trying over the years with all the prefixes that we've been incorporating. We've been trying to pick up 100 here, 200 there.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have to.
That's just fine, and I appreciate that effort. Mm-hmm. Okay, any further discussion? Commissioner Clark, do you think that this would probably be on the commission meeting in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think that that's reasonable as long as it works in with Pat's schedule.
Pat says as soon as he can. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, is there anything further right now? Anything further? All right, then we'll close the informal hearing on case number PU 08434. Thank you.
Thank you.